Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Sanhedrin Sadi Aleph. We begin on Sadi Amud Beis, four lines off the bottom. Back to the topic of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Shala, this question was posed by a queen by the name of Cleophtera Malkasa. She asked Rabbi Meir, Amra, she proposed as follows. Look, Yodana, I'm aware of the fact that there's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Chayei Shichvi. The Shichvi, the ones who died, will be revived. Okay, Tachsiv. There's a pasuk. Apparently she was a learned person, believed in Tanakh. V'yatzitzu me'ir ke'esav ha'aretz. Okay, it'll come out and sprout like the grass out of the earth. But I have a question, a technical question. What form do they take? Are they dressed or not? El k'shein oimdin, but when they get up. Oimdin arumin? Is it without clothes? Or did they get up dressed? Amalohi responded, of course dressed. It's based on an analogy about how a kernel of wheat grows. Look, a kernel of wheat, shenikbar aruma, is buried, meaning planted, aruma, without any dressing on it, right? Even if it's without any skins, and mostly they do it with skin, but even if it wouldn't have any skin on it, a bare kernel. Yoytzamu kamalabushin. It sprouts, it develops into this whole thing, many skins and covers. Certainly the tzaddikim, the righteous people, shenikborim bilabushin, who get buried with their shrouds, with their labushin, malchaskamu kamal, certainly they'll get up dressed as well. Amalei Kesar, he turned the Rambam, Amrisa, you claim the shichvi chai, the dead, are revived. How? Havu Afra. Once they turn into soil, Afra Mikachai, how could soil come back to life? How's that possible? This was the question that the Kesar, the emperor, asked Rabban Gamliel. Amrula Brate, so his daughter, the Kesar's own daughter, told Rabban Gamliel, you know, let it be. Let me deal with you. Shafki, leave my father alone. Vana Madarna Le'al, respond to him as follows, with a mashal, an imaginary equation. Look, imagine Shnei Yoitzrim Yesh Birein. Yoitzer is a pottery maker. Imagine we have two of them in our town. Echad Yoitzer Min Ma'amayim. One uses water as raw material for his craft. Ve'echad Yoitzer Min Atid. The other fellow uses mud to make his wares. Eiz Men Meshubach. Which one is more talented? Of course, the one who uses water. Imagine turning water into a vessel. Amar Lacy responded to her. Amar Lo. Zeshi Yoytze Min HaMayim, the one who uses water. Amar Lacy, she responded to her own father. Min HaMayim Tzor. If Hashem can take something fluid, Rashi says the tipa, right? The zera that makes the person. When a mayim tzar can form that into a person, a tit lekoshkan, of course, you can take tit, mud, which is a lesser wonder. But of course, tchiyas hameisim makes sense. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, we have another version of her response. Kal mochemim kli zchuchis. She based it on a broken glass. Ma kli zchuchis shamalim beruach. You have these broken glass vessels, which were formed by way of a person's blowing, right? How do they make these klei zechuchis? They blow it, right? Ruach, basar adam, a person's breath. And still, nishbru, even though they break, yeish len takana, you can fix them up, you're right? Re-smelt them and you can reform them. Of course, basar adam, a human being, shea baruch hu shel kadosh baruch hu, whose life is sourced in Hashem's ruach, Hashem's spirit. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, certainly, Hashem can revive him. Achas kam v'kam. Amalei hahu mina. So this min challenged the Ravami. Amri, so you claim the shichvi, the dead, chai will be revived, come back to life. How? V'havu afra. Once they turn into afar, v'afra can come back to life. Mikach chai. Amalei, he says, Amshach mashal. Let me give you a mashal. Umar davadami. What's that comparable to? L'melech basar adam. A human king. Sha'amar la'avada. Turns to his servants. Lechu, go ahead. Ubnuli paltrin gedolim. I want you to built for me a large palace, but Mokum Shein Mayim, Vafra, in a barren place where there's no raw material, no water, no earth. And they were successful at that. Halchu Banu Liyamim. A while later, Naflu, the palace fell apart. Amalam, he says, could you please rebuild it? Chizru, Ubnu Oisei, Vemakam Sheish Afarmayim. Okay, now you have the raw material. It just fell apart, but you can use that same material. Amalam, he says, nah, it's too hard for us. Enonu Yichaylu. He got very mad. Kamas Kos Aleim. He said, how could that be? Vamalam, he tells them, Vemakam Sheish Mayim Bafar Benisim. Earlier, you built me a palace without any raw material. Achshav Sheish Mayim Bafar. Now you have the raw material on hand. Alachas Kama, Vekama. Certainly, you can do it. Likewise, Hashem took the liquid material and turned it into a person. That's like almost like Yesh Ma'ayin, something from virtually nothing. Certainly, now that we have a person, even though he was transformed into Afar, it's much easier to bring him back to life. Now, if you don't believe me that Hashem can create from Afar a living thing from something dormant, something inanimate, say, Lebika, come, let's go out to the valley. Go out to the field. There's a certain very intriguing creature that actually grows out of the ground. Where a certain creature, Rashi calls it Ashkrol. Shayim Chetzi Basar v'Chetzi Adama. Today, take a look, he's half earth and half flesh. Lamacha, the next day, he's totally an animal. He disconnects and he's running around. Hishritz v'Nasa Kuli Basar. So you see, Basar min Adama, Shema Tema Lizman Ruba. Perhaps you'll say, well, it takes a long time. It can't happen, you know, instantly. And therefore Hashem, likewise, will not be Mechaye Mesim instantly. I'll show you something else, where things can develop rather quickly. Alei Lahar, come, take a look at the mountain over there. Re'ei, you'll see, Shayoyim im v'yechlozen Echa. Today is only one snail. L'macha yodu g'shamim. Next day there's a big rain, and all the eggs sprout, and they develop into... They hatch into more snails. And it's not mali kuli chalzoyne. It's full of snails. You see, it happens rather quickly. Rashi seems to say that this is the snail used for the techeles, for the tzitzis. He says it comes out of the yam once a generation, once in 70 years. And the blood is used for the techeles. It's mashma from Rashi. It's not a fish. It's a snail. In fact, today they discovered these snail shells and places where they actually use the tcheles dye, and it seems like they discovered the true source of tcheles, a certain kind of snail, and many Talmid Chachamim have adopted it as the proper tcheles, including Rav Belsky Zatzal. He used to wear tcheles in his later years. In any case, that was proof of tcheles, a tangible, you know, illustration of an expedited revival. Amrali Hahumina. Here comes the next episode. A min decided to harass a fellow by the name of Lagvia ben Pesisa. That was his name, and he had a hunch in his back. Okay? So he turns to Gvia, he says, Vailuchain Chayavaya. Woe to you, Chayavaya. Chayavaya means a Russia. You're a Russia. That's what he called him. I pity you. Damrisun, you claim Mesi Chayin. The dead come back to life. How could that be? Makes no sense. Chayin Mesi. Look, he was a intellectual fellow, this guy. He says, well, the people who are today alive die. The Mesi Chayin, how can people who are already dead come back to life? If even the people alive die, how could the people... Hamalesi, he didn't let it pass. He says to the men, Vay l'chayin chayivaya, woe to you, wicked people. Damrisun, Mesi l'chayin. You deny this whole idea of Tchias HaMesim. I'm going to use your analogy and twist it around. Look, d'loy habu chayi. Those who never existed, who are not yet created, chaye. Suddenly they're here. Hashem creates people from nothing. Certainly those who already experienced life, can't they be revived? Of course they could. So he basically used the same svara and twisted it around. Armalei, so the fellow was offended. Chayvayu, curiously, you call me a rasha? If I am zaycha to get up to tchias ha-meisim, I'll give you such a hard slam, a hard kick. I'll straighten out your crooked back. So he didn't let it pass. He said, okay, no problem. Sure, be my guest. If you do it, you'll be considered the greatest expert in town. You'll be considered the biggest doctor. You get lots of customers and lots of money. This is part of the Megillas Tanis, listing all the days of celebration. So what happened on 24th of Nisan? Is Natilu Dibmusnoi. Dibmusnoi are those who challenged our rights there to Israel. They were silenced. Miyuda Mishalayim. What happened? In the time of Alexander the Great. Kshabo Bnei Afrikaya, the people of Africa, black people, the descendants of Canaan. Now, Farshim explained, they ended up in Africa because there was a nation called Girgashi. Girgashi, the Yerushalmi brings this out, and they actually did not wait for Klal Yisrael to enter Eretz Yisrael. They were not involved in challenging, you know, our nation. They were not part of the war in Eretz Yisrael. They left. They vacated quickly to Africa, and that's why Hashem rewarded them. Wasn't it? Hashem rewarded them. They got very lush and fertile territory. Many places in Africa are very high level, highly fertile. So this is based on the Yerushalmi Misach HaShviyas. And that's why they're black, by the way, not because of the sun, not sunburn, because they're the children of Canaan, who was cursed by Noach to be black. So these fellows came back and challenged our rights to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Shabbat ben Afrikai, Lodin and Mesrol Lifnei, in front of Alexander's Moikton. Amrulai, they said, well, it belongs to us. Eretz is Canaan, Shalonu, it belongs to us. Tichsiv Eretz Canaan Lagbuyasea. The Pasuk calls it Eretz Canaan. We're from Canaan. O Canaan Avu in Dahanu in Shuhavu. Canaan is the forefather of these people, of us. Dahanu in Shuhavu. Belongs to us. Okay, so what do we do? Amrulu, Gevia ben Psisa. So this individual mentioned before, he turned to the Chacham. The Chacham, he says, you know what? Let me go deal with that. I'm going to go deal with them in front of the king. Look, there's no. It's a win-win. If they win me over, Imru, don't take the loss. Just say, well, he's not. Doesn't really represent us. You were victorious over. You know, it's just a plain person. It doesn't mean much. However, if I am successful in winning them over in our debate, Imr Lahem, then he could use me as a card. Torah Moshe Nitzchaschem, the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu won you over, and consider yourself the victors. Okay, could you let me do that? Sure. Nosn L'Rishus, I gave him permission to go deal with them. V'adachu Dani Moin. Imr Lahem turns to them. Meichanat Meviim Raya. What's your proof that Eretz Canaan belongs to you? Imr Lahem Minat Torah. It's a pasuk. Amarlan, he responded, okay, no problem. Af ani, loy avi lachem rayev el min haTorah. You want to go with the Torah track? I have a proof from the Torah to undo your claim. Shneimar vayema or er Canaan. Eved avad mil echav. Noach cursed your Zayda Canaan. He made him an eved to his brethren. Now, a slave doesn't have independent ownership. Eved shekana nechasim. Imagine a slave acquires possessions. Who's it belong to? His master. Eved lumi, unechasim lumi. Just like the Eved belongs to the father, to the master, so his possessions belong to the master as well. So what are you talking about? You don't own any lands. Furthermore, Elashari Kamishanim Shlavatunu, you're meant to be our slaves. Where were you for all these years? On vacation? Let's go. You have a lot of work to make up. Amar Lam Alexander's Moiten. So Alexander turned to the petitioners. Okay. Well said, Hechziru Lechuba. Do you have a response to him? Amrulay says, well, actually, we're going to do some research. We need 3 days for that. Tnodlonu Zman Shlesha Yom. Noslam Zman says, okay, be back in 3 days. But they did research and they didn't come up with any response. Mead Barchu, they abandoned, they left town, and they ran off. Venichus, they sang Shane's Royce, Ukarmeng Shane's Toys, and they left their fields all developed, their vineyards abandoned. And we had plenty to eat because it was the seventh year of Shemitah. There was a shortage of produce, and this was a perfect provision. Actually, this story, a very similar version of it, repeated itself again later on. So who came along this time? Bo b'nei Mitzrayim, the Egyptians came running. Lodun and Yisrael, l'fnei Alexander's Merkton to the same king. Amrulay, they said, well, we have a long account with the Jewish nation. Hari Yoimer, the Pasuk says, they robbed us blind. Hashem nosan aschena amazeh, v'nimitzrayim, v'yashilum. We gave you all our gold and silver. Let's have it back. Tnu lanu kesef v'zov shnatalta mimenu. It's a pasuk in the Torah. He robbed us. Omar, so again we had the same proposal by Gvia ben Ksisa l'chachamim. Let me do the job. Tnu li rishus, I'll just read it. Tnu li rishus v'elech v'edem imoyen, v'na gzandros moikten, im yatschuni amr lahem. Hedi shibon nitzachtem, v'man nitzach oisam, imr lahem toiz meshavim, nitzchaschem. Okay. Nosn li rishus v'elech v'edem imoyen. Amr lahem, he responded to them, to the Egyptians, mechanatem v'im raya amr lahem in atayra, amr lahem, I'll also bring a raya from the Torah, afani lehev lechem raya amatayra. Shinam the pasuk says, we spent a long time in your land. Where's the back pay? Moshe bnei Yisrael asher yashuv Mitzrayim shloishim shana v'arba yeshana. Nu, where's the payment for all that work? Nu lano schar avoido shol shishim ribu sheshibatu Mitzrayim shloishim shana v'arba yeshana. A big workforce. Where's the back pay? So if anything, you owe us money. That's a pretty valid argument. Alexander's turned to the petitioners, the Egyptians, the Hazir Lechua, please. Any response? Amrloi said, okay, we need some time. Okay, he gave them 3 days to think about it. But they couldn't come up with any response. And they abandoned their area, they ran off for their lives. And it was very good for Klal Yisrael because they had what to eat. Third time around, v'shuv pam achas bo b'nei Yishmoel b'nei Keturah. This time it was the descendants of Yishmoel and Keturah, the descendants of Avraham Avinu. Lodan of Yisrael, f'nagzanos moikten, again, to litigate against Klal Yisrael. Amr loy, and their claim was, Eretz Kanan shalonu shalachem oisa. We share ownership of Eretz Yisrael. We're also descendants of Avraham Avinu, who was the owner of Eretz Yisrael. Chsiv ve'ela toles Yishmoel ben Avram. Chsiv ve'ela toles Yishmoel ben Avram. Avram had many children, Yitzchok and Yishmoel. Amr lan gvir b'psis el chacham. Again, the same story. Let me go deal with him. Nuli l'shus ve'elach v'adani moim. Lefnei Alexander Smoikton. Im yinatzchuni imri hedi shabon nitzachta. V'im ani natzach oisam imri lehem teres meshavim nitzach chaschem. Nos lan l'shus halach v'adani moim. Amr lehem. Okay. So he confronts them. Meichan atem v'in raya. Where's your source? Amr lehem natar. Amr lehem says, okay, me too. Afani lo yavi raya lehem natar shnemar. Pasuk says, he already gave you. Avram already gave you your portion and sent you off. Vayitin Avram es kol shalei liyitzchak. So his real heir was Yitzchak. Ubnei pelakshem shel Avram. Nasan Avram matonis. Other kids got matonis. And basically, he paid you off and you're gone. Av shenasan agatin lebona b'chayv. Imagine a father who stipulates in writing. He says, okay, this is yours and everything else belongs to my other kid. Vishiger zem al zem, and he sends the kids in different directions. Do they still have any claims? Of course not. Klum yesh lazel zel. Klum is a child, one kid, maintaining a claim on the other one. He got his portion, he's gone. That's what happened here. My matonis, what kind of gifts did he give to the other kids? Amar b'yirmiya bar abba malamid shemoshalam shem tumah. He gave them the power of the evil spirits, shemos hatumah. Rashi says, kishuv amasir shedim. I once heard that the Bnei Keturah ended up in the Far East. So the Far Eastern countries, China, Thailand, you find an abundance of Koyach HaTumah. These places are really steeped in Kishuf and magic, and you know they have the real power of the Koyach HaTumah because they were given so by Avraham Avinu. In fact, I once heard a story related to me secondhand by the person who was, heard it from the person who was there. He came to this place somewhere in India, and this fellow was about to start on a magic show, a real magic show, the real kishuf. And this fellow happened to be there on business, and he just, you know, was curious. He stood there and he was watching, and the magician couldn't get his act going. First time it ever happened. He says, it's not working. There must be a Jew in attendance. And that's what it was. He was standing there. Interfered with his you know, reception. Amrle Antoninus LeRebbe. Okay, now we embark on an interesting conversation between Rebbe Hakadosh and Antoninus, who was a confidant of Rebbe. Eventually, he became a ger. So they had these arguments, these discussions. He says, "Guf uneshama." So Antoninus had a question. He says, A person is comprised of two parts, the body element and the neshama. Yichaylin lifter atzmin adin. They have a good excuse when they will be judged by Hashem. They can deflect the blame to the other party. Kate said, for instance, guf aimer neshama chatas. The body says, well, the soul engaged in sin. I didn't do anything. Shemiyam shepeshem many. I'll prove it. Look, the moment the neshama left me, i.e., death, I didn't do anything wrong. Harini mutal ki evan daimon. But kev, I'm sitting in the grave like a inanimate stone, a rock. Apparently, the neshama is to blame for all the wrongdoings. He pulled me along. I didn't do anything with my own power. Neshama emeris, and conversely, the neshama can have the same claim on the guf. Guf chata. The body is to blame. Shemiyam shebarashti menu. From the moment that I separated from the body, I haven't done anything wrong. I'm flying around like a bird. Amar Leh, so Rebbe responded. It's teamwork. They're both culpable. Em shulcham mashal. Listen to this metaphor. L'mad avardayim. L'melch basar adam. A king. Shoyle paradis. Noah v'hoyle b'koyreis. Noah, he had this beautiful orchard with nice figs. V'yishe b'yishnei shoymrim. Smart king. He appoints two watchmen. So that he hopes they this will safeguard his orchard better, because echad is a chigar, one is a limping fellow who can't really run and walk. Echad sumi, the other one's blind. So each one on his own can't really do anything wrong. They need each other. Amar leh chigar l'suma. So in fact, that's what happened. They teamed up against the king. The chigar tells the suma, "Look, let's team up. Because noise and Iray Bepardis. I can see, right? So I see those beautiful fruit. I can't walk. Come, let me ride on your shoulder and we'll go and we'll have the fruit together." Rachav Chiba got his sumo. So the Chigar took a ride on his sumo, showed him the way, picked the figs, they had it. A little while later, Babal Pardis. The king shows up. He says, "Where's my, what happened to my fruit?" Amarlem, Bekuris noise, where are my figs? Amarloi, so each one played dumb. Chigar says, "Well, I can't even walk. What do you blame me? Klum yishli raglaim lahalich, man." Amrli Suma, the blind man, says, "What do you mean? I can't even see anything. Klum yishli inayim lirais." King knew what happens. He says, "You know what? Ma asa? What do you do?" Hirkev Chigar rabbi Suma. So he placed the Chigar on the Suma. V'dan oisim keachad, and judged them together as one unit, as one team. Afakadosh Baruch Hu, same thing with Hashem. Maybe in Shama Mazarka Maguf, Hashem inserts the soul into the body back. V'dan oisim keachad, and deals with them together as one, because that's how they sin. Shenemar Yikra Lashmai Ma'al. What does that mean? Yikra Lashmai Ma'al is calling up to the heavens for the neshama, to call down the neshama. Amoy, and down to the arutz to bring up the guf. Zaguf puts them back together, and now they represent a full team, a full unit, as per their life experience in this world. Next question. Omel Antoninus L'Rebbe. I have a question. Why is it so that Chama, the sun, rises in the east and sets in the west? Yoytzah b'mizrach v'shukas b'mar. Why doesn't it just make a full circle and go back to the east? Omel Yavi Ifchay says, "Well, if we've gone the other way, Nami Achiyav Amrsli." You'd ask me the same question. What do you want? That's the way it is. Omel Hoykam Ninlach. No, I meant like this. V'shukas b'marav. Why does it set in the west? Meaning, his first question was, why does it go from east to west? He said, "Well, if we go from west to east, we'll ask him the same question." No, he said like this. Why does it even cross the whole sky? Why doesn't it go back to where it came from? Right? Typically, that's what happened. You go back to where you came from. So it rises in the east and should make a full circle and go back to the east. Amalisi says, there's a reason. Kedei litein shalom l'koina. For the Shekhinah is in the Maariv, in the west. Sun marches all the way to the west. It bows, it takes leave of Hashem, and then disappears, and then sets. Shenemar, Tzva Shemaim, all the heavenly bodies, they bow to Hashem. Amalisi says, okay, V'tesi at Palgad Rukia. Let it just travel to halfway through the sky. V'titin Shlomo, and at that point, it's facing the west. Greet Hashem, and then disappear, V'teo, and then set on the spot. Which is more typical, more accepted, right? You don't, walk up all the way to the king, you stop at a certain point, and then, so he says, Mishum Payalim, Mishum Ever Drachim. Otherwise, the world will experience sudden, unexpected darkness. The workers will be stuck in all the field, the travelers in the road. So as a chesed to them, Hashem does it gradually. It darkens and darkens and darkens, and they can prepare themselves accordingly. Next question. Neshama me'imasa nitna b'adam. At what point does a person get his life? Mishas pekida. Rashi says that's when the malach takes the tipa, the drop, and presents it to Hashem. What's he going to be? Smart, not smart, right? At that point, is life inserted? Or at a later point when the body starts forming within the mother. Amalei mishas yitzira at the second stage. Amalei, so Rebbe responded, Efsha chaticha shal basar, imed eshlesh yom b'lei melech. How could it be that an organic material, a basar, would sit around for 3 days without being preserved, without salted? Ve'en masrach, it doesn't spoil. Meaning, without life, it's just going to spoil. Apparently, Ella mishas pekida, life starts right away. Amar Rebbe, he's right. Dover de limdani Antoninus, this is what Antoninus taught me, and I prove it from a pasuk as well. Mukra Messiah, the pasuk supports it. Shnama Pekudascha, from the moment of Pekida, from the initial moment, Sharma Ruchi already has a spirit. Vamal Antoninus to Rebbe. Next question that he asked Rebbe. Mimasa Yetzahara Shalakbad. What about the Yetzahara? When does he come? Mishas Yitzira or Mishas Yitzia? From the initial forming of the person, or when he's born. Amalei mishas yitzira, initially. Amalei, he says it can't be. Imkim boyit me'ima v'yotze. Yitzhar tries to destroy a person. Ultimate destruction. That's his purpose. So, if he already has the yitzhar in his mother, he would just kick his way out and destroy himself. Apparently, he doesn't have it yet. Ela mishas yitzira, only when he's born. Amalei Rebbe, he's right. Davar zed this concept. Limdani Antoninus. V'mikro messiah shnemar lafesach. On his way out, chatas revitz, yitzhar is waiting for him. Rishlakish Rami. Rishlakish had a stira regarding Tchias HaMeisim. Ksiv bom iver upiseach hora v'yiledes yachtav. The pasuk describes people asad lavi as being blemished, blind, crippled. Uksiv, other pasuk says, they're all hailed, jumping around. Ozi, dalek, ayol, piseach. A formerly crippled man will be jumping around like a, you know, like a goat or whatever, the ram. The Torah in Loshen Ilim, a formerly mute person, will start singing. Knifku bin b'mayim nuchal marava. So which one is it? Healed or blemished? Haketzad. The answer is oimdim nemumun. Hashem will revive them in the same state, same condition as they died with a mum, but then they'll be healed immediately. Misrap. Ula Rami. Ula also had a stira between two pesukim. Ksiv bila mavetz lanetzach. Umach Hashem dima makalpanim. Hashem removes death. In the days to come, no death. Uksiv, ki hanar ben meir shana yamus. A fellow who died at 100 is considered a young man because of the longevity that they will experience. Lo yiyah misham oid ol yamim. So clearly people will die. The answer is depends. Lekash, can't be Yisrael. Yisrael will not die. Come, gicham goyim will die. Gicham my bo hasam. What are the goyim doing there? Tchesam el esad lavay. Some will come back to serve us. Hanu d'chsivu, hanach d'chsivu, v'om d'uzorim, v'rotzen nachem. U'bnei necher, k'rechem k'rmeichem, the goyim, the chassidim, m'sa'ilim, will merit accompanying us, serving us, our shepherds, our caretakers. Rav Chizda had another stira, Rami, k'sivu, v'chofra ha'levona, u'boi sha'achamu, ki malach Hashem tzivokis. The bright moon and sun will be dwarfed, will have be shamed by the tremendous aura of Hashem. They'll play no role. They'll have no substance. Uksiv. We have another pasuk which praises and highlights the immense light coming from those bodies. The moon will be like the sun. Varacham will be even brighter. So which one is it? Will they serve as sources of light or not? The kasha depends when. Kan l'meisa Mashiach. At the stage called l'meisa Mashiach, they'll be there, but very bright. Kan l'mbo will experience the aura of the Shekhinah, which will obliterate the other physical lights. Ulu Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, the Amor who says, Ein, but in l'meisa Mashiach, there's not much difference between now and l'meisa Mashiach in terms of the world taking on, you know, or shedding its physical properties. No. Elo Shiv is Machas B'Vad, will be free of the Goyim and the Yitzharas, but in terms of physical makeup, the world will look the same. Lakasha, so then according to him, you have to say that the two situations described is Kan v'machna sadikim, Kan v'machna shechina. Both are speaking about Olam Haba, when the world will be spiritual, but in the time, in the place of the tzaddikim, in their camp, the sun and the moon will still have some say. But in the place of the Shekhinah, due to the tremendous aura of Shekhinah, it's going to dwarf any other lights. Rava had a stira, Rami, Ksiv ani omas v'achaye, uksiv mochatziv ani erpo. So ani omas v'achaye, in the case that Hashem puts to death and revives in the same condition, unhealed from his blemishes. Mochatziv ani erpo, mochatzi ai. Applied a mum, a sickness, an illness, on the erpa, but I will heal them. So he'll come back and heal a person. So which one is it? Healed or unhealed? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hashem is saying, look, two stages. Ma shani me misani mechai. Firstly, the mace will be revived. Vada masha machasim on the erpa. Next up is, if he has any sort of injury or whatever, he will be healed. Tan Rabbanon. Ani amos mechai. Hashem says, I am mamis. I will bring back to life. Perhaps it's not the same person. Yochel, shtei misa be'echad, v'chaim be'echad. Death applies to Reuven and life to Shimon. K'derech sho'elam noy, like today, we've had people die and people are born. But there's no tchias ha'meisim, tamoloyim ha'machatzim ani erpo. Look at the second part of the pasuk. You can only heal the person who was machatzti. Ma machitza u'refo be'echad, just like machitza u'refo apply to the same person. Haf misa v'chaim be'echad, likewise the first part of the pasuk, put to death and revived, is the same exact person. Mekan, this is another source. Tshuva lo imrim, a response to those who question and say, "Ein tchias hamesim min ha-teru," because we have an open source. Tanya Amr Meir. Minayin, once again, how do we know the tchias hamesim min ha-teru? Shenemar, Oz Yashir Moshe. In the future, Moshe and our nation will sing, Oz Yashir Moshe bnei Yisrael. Sefer Yisrael Hashem. Doesn't say they sang, Shor lo nemar, or Yashir. In the future, Mekan, tchias hamesim min ha-teru, they'll be revived in the future and sing again. Likewise, it says, Oz Yivne Yeshua Mizbeach Hashem. Yeshua will build. Bona Lenemer. Doesn't say he did. El Yivne, he will. Mekan. He'll do it again when he's revived. El Miatav, that's the case. What about Oz Yivne Shloimo? Bama Lekvosh Shikutz Moyo. Shloimo will build an altar for the Avodah Zarah. Chanami de Yivne. He's going to build it in the future. Says the Gemara, you're right. There, it means something else. There, he intended on building. Intention relates to the future, so that's why the pasuk frames it in a future tense. Because he intended, we treat it as if he did, and therefore we call it out for the future as a future event because he intended on doing it in the future. Omar Rav Shmuel Levi, Menayin. Once again, what's the source for Tchias Hamesim Min HaTorah? Shenemar Asher Yesh Yireisecha Oyelucha Sela Hilelucha, which is past. Leinemar, it did praise you. Ela Yahalucha Yahalucha Sela, forever they will praise you. Mikan Tchias Hamesim Min HaTorah. As that person who sings to Hashem in this world, he will continue doing so. It's in future tense. It doesn't speak about the past. In the future, it's only going to be good, and all the Nevi'im will only prophesy positive, good things. Shenamar kotz afayach nosu kol yachla viraneinu, all together as one voice. Amar vidam rav, kol aminei halacham pi talmud. The person has the opportunity to teach a talmud, a halacha, and if he refrains from doing so, you're stealing his portion of Torah. Kilu goizle menach zavoyzle, it's like stealing a portion that he received, that he should receive from his inheritors. Shenama Torah Tzivalonu Moshe. My Rasha. It's Lashon of Yerusha. Kilas Yaakov. My Rasha Yilchol Yisrael. It's an inheritance full of Yisrael. Mishesh Mibreshis. From the time of Shesh Mibreshis. As she says, what's the connection to Shesh Mibreshis? Because the word Bereshis is Bishvil HaTorah and Bishvil Yisrael. They're all called Reshis. The purpose of the world is that Klai Yisrael shall learn Torah. So by depriving him of this opportunity, depriving him of everything and anything that belongs to him, Omar of Achav Abizna, Omar of Shimur Chasida. Says the same point. A person's meinea refrains, suppresses Torah from a Talmud. Afilu urbrin shme imon mikal noise is cursed even by the unborn children. Shnamar meinea bar. If one refrains, holds back bar. Bar Rashi says is Torah. Yikvu la'ayim is cursed by the la'ayim. Who are the la'ayims? Ve'ein la'ayim ala ubrin, these are the unborn, shenemar la'ayim la'ayim lemats. This is speaking about the unborn children. Ve'ein kavay, klala kavay means being cursed, shenemar ma'at ekav l'kavay keel, this was by Bilam. Ve'ein bar, it's tayr, ala tayr, shenemar nashku bar pan yanav. Ula bar, v'yishmo la'aymer, menach v'nois kekvara, chazer shalom, he could be exposed to very severe punishment of being punctured, his body punctured like a sieve, shenemar, ksivacha, yikvu la'ayim. We have Yigbu over here. Uksiv Hasam, we have Aikav Chayr Bedasai. He bore a hole in the door. Vamar Abayi Ki'uchel Akatri. He can get punctured, perforated like the tool they use at the laundromats, which is very perforated. V'im Limdoi. On the other hand, if he took the opportunity to teach Torah, Maaschori, what's his reward? Amar Rava, Amar Sheshesh, Zoich Lebrachos Ki Yosef. He Zoich to the blessings like Yosef Atzadek Shenemar, because the second part of the Pasuk has the words Ubracha, a blessing, Leroish, on the head of a mashper, a provider. And this connects to Yosef. Ve'in mashper, that's Yosef, al Yosef, shnema v'yosef, hu ha-shalad, al ha-oretz, hu ha-mashper, ham oretz. So it's a tremendous schus, opportunity to teach Torah. He gets tremendous blessings, like Yosef HaTzadik was the provider. Omrav Sheshes, kol malam ha-Torah, but as a person who engages in teaching Torah in this world, it's not just a temporary position, zoicha, malam l'maboy, zoicha to a madrega, where you can teach l'maboy as well. You can funnel, so to speak, Hashem's Torah to the masses, Shenemar Umarve, one who teaches in this world, he satiates his Talmud with Torah in this world, Gamhu Yoyra, he will do the same in the world to come. Okay, so we discussed many, many sources and different aspects and angles of Tchias HaMesim, Minat Torah, Shubizaycha, Tamashiach, Tchias HaMesim, Meir Meir Amen.